Proclamation number 8426 of 2nd of March, 1963. Who speaks to you? Every soul is a member of God. The Spirit who introduces you to all truth is I myself, the highest and most perfect Spirit in infinity, your God and Creator, the Lord of heaven and earth, who is from eternity to eternity. You should believe this, and if you feel too small and tiny for the highest and most perfect being to address you, then know that I speak to my children as Father, for you once came forth from me, you are most closely united with me, because you are strength from me which can never ever pass away. And no matter how small you may think yourselves to be, you are still my creatures, you belong to me, for your original element is the same as I am, and the spark which rests in you is my share. It is inseparably connected with the Father Spirit from eternity. And if it thus expresses itself in you, then it is I myself whom you hear. The fact that it is not comprehensible to you is due to the fact that you have distanced yourselves and consider yourselves distant from me. That you have lost the feeling of belonging to me is a result of your voluntary turning away from me. But this is only possible in your imagination, for you cannot separate yourselves from me forever. Yet you shall also regain the awareness of the close bond with me, and therefore I address you. If you are truthfully instructed as to what you were, what you are and what you shall become again, then there is also the possibility that you will try to reduce the distance from me, and the closer you come to me again the more understandable it will be to you that the highest and most perfect being will lean down towards you, because then you will understand your own relationship to me. But this realization presupposes a conscious striving towards me. It presupposes that you follow the quiet voice within you which first of all encourages you to fulfill my will, to live a life of love. For through love you draw closer to me myself, who is eternal love, and my voice will now sound ever brighter and clearer in you, because the Father wants to motivate his children to fully and completely hand themselves over to him. So that the vast distances creations once strove for will be reduced and finally completely abolished. That they finally unite with me again. For one thing is certain, that nothing will be relinquished by me which once emanated from me, because everything is my share, because nothing exists which belongs to another power but is only unlawfully influenced by a being which also once emanated from me in all power and glory and abused this power of his own free will. Yet, he was not prevented from doing so by me, because my unsurpassable wisdom and infinite love initiated a tremendous process of transformation and based this plan on that free will of my now adversary which, however, will ultimately result in an endless beatification of all spiritual beings created by me and to which even my adversary will one day voluntarily submit himself, and whether eternities will still pass by. Everything is and will remain eternally mine, only that it will voluntarily step out of order at times but will also irrevocably once again insert itself into this eternal order. Yet my loving care will always be at work to achieve this final goal, and my direct address is also explained in this loving care, for even if I stand supremely above my creations, which once took their start while I'm from eternity. Nevertheless my love for you is unimaginable and this bends down to the tiniest creature and fills it with strength. How much more, however, will this love express itself to the self-aware being, the human being, and seek to draw him to itself, because the self-aware being is already able to recognize me and learn to love me if it is truthfully instructed about its origin and its goal. In order to then freely strive for me from within itself and to unite with me again, because it can only be immeasurably happy in union with me, and I would like to prepare this bliss for everything that has emerged from me. For my love has called you into life, and my love also wants to make you eternally happy. Therefore my love will also be continuously active so that you will reach your final goal. And therefore I placed a small spark of love in your heart, which is inseparably connected to the eternal love, which pushes towards me but always leaves the human being's will free, so that he can also suffocate the small spark of love within himself and then remain at a distance from me for eternities, which also signifies eternal times of wretchedness. Yet as long as you live on earth as a human being, where you are to pass your last test of will, my love will also pursue you and try to encourage you to change your will, so that it turns towards me and you consciously insert yourselves into my law of eternal order again, so that you shape yourselves into love again in order to be able to unite with the eternal love forever. Amen.